And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Egg Tollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Already Dead. Getting by.
Sometimes just getting by. Better than getting ahead. Sometimes getting by, you're better off dead.
Your outsized dreams outside your means, cause they raise the price on dreaming. So the dreams you were doomed to pursue, getting harder to believe in. One day at a time in this world can be enough to make you better or break you in half. So you grind that axe, the sharper the better, the deeper the cut, let the scar last forever.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds of Sweet, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Already Dead, track called Getting By. They are a Boston blue collar punk rock, Tony, done right. That's what they say on their Bandcamp page, which is
alreadydead.bandcamp.com.
alreadydeadmusic.bandcamp.com. Paulie the Internet 1, Tony 0. Thanks for sending that through as well. Absolutely loving it. We've got quite a lot of American stuff on this week, also particularly from the Northeast United States, but it's just how it works out. If we get any more from Already Dead, you know what? I think we'll probably play it if it's in time. I have some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Typing your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Jeff's done it, he sent a joke in. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, I thought I saw a suspicious looking mole, and I was right. It was an undercover gerbil. Jeff. He hasn't even put the PS on this one, but it is a bit.
Okay.
Humans and dolphins are the only creatures that have sex for pleasure, which is okay if you don't mind those clicking noises. I had to think about that a bit, like, not only for the dolphin clicking noises, but I think about how certainly most single men have sex these days. There's a lot of clicking noises. They're just tapping away at that mouth, aren't they?
That's right.
Tapping away at that mouse. Oh yeah. Oh, what's that? That's for a TDW right there, isn't it, at the top of the chart?
Absolutely right, yeah. Well, shifting that balance sheet.
What a memory. If you can do as well as Jeff, or even if you can't, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tiny Ring Love, Comedy Subs, Joke and Poetry Corner. If it's a poem, let's hear the thing again. The boys call you. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Two songs in a row, and they both come from Spaghetti Town Records. Now, Teddy Spaghetti, of Spaghetti Town, has been sending us stuff for years, and I don't ever seem to remember to thank him. But anyway, we've got two in a row this time, but only because he messed up on the first one.
Okay.
So it's a thing he calls that Tuesday feeling. If he sends an email on a Tuesday, something goes wrong. So he sent us all the information for the band we're about to play, Criminal Kids, and then sent us a link to their music, and we got Los Pepes, right? The thing is, I listened to Los Pepes, thought it was brilliant, and I have a feeling we've done this before.
That does ring a bell.
So we're playing them afterwards. But anyway, first up, band called Criminal Kids. They are Chicago. Now, I'm calling them action rock, Tony.
Ooh.
Which I know will excite you already. I'll describe them, and when you hear the start of this song particularly, you'll know. I'm going to describe them. This is going to be controversial, Tony. Hey, I should have been at Glasgow. Right, this is controversial because I'm saying this is action rock if Motorhead were actually cool. Do I dare? Yes, I fucking do. Am I retracting it? No, I'm fucking not. If I was at Glastonbury in front of 150,000 people right now, I'd say Motorhead, and they'd say yeah, and I'd say, well, really, it's cool as you think, and they'd go whoa, like that, and that'd be why I didn't go back to Glastonbury. Right. What I want to know is, what is Criminal... No, that's not the only reason I wouldn't go back.
No.
What is Criminal Kids Bandcamp page?
Criminalkids.bandcamp.com?
It is, criminalkids.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, probably the Instep one. Stay tuned for Los Pepes. But first, Bad Blood.
Today.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Los Pepe's track called Thoughtless Boys. They are UK-based international garage punk sort of thing. Not entirely sure. Kind of rock and roll, really. But anyway, great track. And when I heard it, I did wonder whether we played it before, because maybe it's kind of a default link that when Spaghetti Town gets something wrong, it just goes to that page by accident. But I'm not absolutely sure about that there. Anyway, what I am sure about is that Los Pepes have a Bandcamp page. What is it?
LosPepes.bandcamp.com?
It is LosPepes.bandcamp.com. LosPepes. LosPepes.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, probably being step one. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, get your comments in. Otherwise, we'll stop doing the feature. So get your comments in. Two this week, and just say we've been off for 2 weeks. That's not great, is it? Right, we're not off for 2 weeks. Ryan Devine got in touch.
Who?
Ryan Devine.
Ryan Devine? Hey, Tolo, Ryan Devine.
And he says, enjoy listening to the show. Haven't seen Paul since his Sunday comedy shows in Letchworth at the Broadway.
Good Lord. That, Ryan.
Keep the shows coming.
Yeah, well, those shows finished in, Christ, 2017.
I was thinking it's got 10 years-ish, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Wow. Well found, Ryan.
Timo got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Timo. When's the last time he saw me?
Exactly. He says, I'm so far behind that I just came across the rat calming music. It's weirdly enjoyable.
Yeah, I did say something about it, didn't I?
I think he said something like, it's because you're a rat.
I think I called him a rodent.
Rodent, right. That was it.
Because you're a rodent.
That was a while ago.
That rat calming music, though, I mean, I do wonder whether we should maybe have kept it in a bit longer. We only did it on one show, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's a rat special,
it was,
you know.
Beds, wasn't it? One of the beds. Yeah.
I don't actually know what happened in Birmingham. It was just resolved at some point, I suppose.
They just stopped talking about it, as always, don't they?
They did, didn't they? Yeah, because there's more news somewhere else. I mean, for all we know, Birmingham might not exist anymore. It might just be a massive fucking rat hole.
Just Trashville.
Like it wasn't before.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Right. Every once in a while, we go on about Danny Cleaver, don't we? We love Danny Cleaver. Danny Cleaver's based in Leeds. But his surname isn't his real name. He's Danny Cleaver, as in one of the band called The Cleavers, or Cleavers, right?
Right.
It was a Scottish melodic punk band. Now, I've got no idea whether Danny is Scottish and has moved, or was English and was kicked out when he found out.
Got
no idea. But anyway, they got a new album now, haven't they? And he sent us a track saying, I'm not sure whether this would be up your street. I said, why not? He said, it's Scottish melodic punk. I went, well, there's at least one thing there we like.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, what is Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
Is it the same grievousangles.bandcamp.com?
Nah.
No.
Nice try, fuckface. It's cleavers.bandcamp.com. Maybe it is it too. Tony too. I've managed to upset both the whole country and my co-host. This is Waste Away with me.
Took the taxi home. I'm never looking back. You went to
You're listening to Teeth of the Fae underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It is, of course, Dungeon Synth for Goblins. That was Cleaver's Waste Away with me, Scottish Melodic Punk, at its very best there. Find out more, cleavers.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
No. But I guess we didn't really do a proper show last week, I guess. So quick review. So did the wedding gig. It was fine. It was really hot. It was a really sweaty gig, but bride and groom loved it.
Good.
Lovely place. Papawick
Pub Station. That was, yes, no one else did.
It was a weird one because the tent was so warm. It was basically like a twin teepee with no hole in the top. So it kept all the heat in and everyone just went outside the tent. So they were listening from afar, so it kind of felt like one was listening, but they were. It was just the DJ was getting ignored as well. I think it's just like you're there at a wedding, you're there to be a jukebox. And we had a good time. And then a week happened. Then Saturday just gone. We went to Bolton.
How was Bolton?
It was all right. Again, hot. We played at the Hen and Chickens. And it was a bit ramshackle, to be honest. It was it supposed to kick off at 8:30. It kicked off about 9:15. Boggy played, and you're absolutely right. It is him from 3CR.
Brilliant, yeah, brilliant. Love that bloke.
And he did like a George Formby style act. Right. Great, very good.
Boggy Formby.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's very good.
I love that bloke.
There's one section in the show when everyone gets handed out a load of beer mats, and you just start throwing them at him.
Right.
Shouting, get off your shit. it's good, but he overran, and
Motherfucking carry on.
He didn't do it. I think sometimes he does do it, but he didn't do it.
He was doing Boggy Formby.
That's right.
Then
the main band, and the Allergic were playing, who were the one first, and they played at least an hour of Oi, and it was full.
Oh, blimey. An hour?
Yeah. It overran. They were at one point. They said, "But two songs left," and they played another six. It was one.
That's
of them
about 500 songs, isn't it? In an hour.
Yeah. And we were just getting later and later and later. And we were getting more and more pissed off.
Do you think they thought they should have been on last? Is it one of those?
Yeah, they were from Bradford, so I think they were relatively local. Relatively. And then the place cleared out, and we played. So it kind of was one of them where we played to a couple. But I think by the time the second band for the main band, the first band we headlined, when the first band finished, everyone went, we've had enough now, we've had hour and a half of music, let's go home.
What a shame.
Yeah, we'll go back at 2:00 in the morning.
God.
And tired boys. But apart from that, I think that was it. Work's been work. How was your week?
I went to Mallorca.
You did? How was it?
Yeah, I did an extensive Facebook diary. Mm-hmm. I bought some budgie smugglers while I was there.
Lovely.
And it broke the internet. It was incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Incredibly, so hot that I could only sunbathe between 9 and 10 in the morning, and then from about 6 in the evening. It was 38, 39 degrees. At one point, it was 41. What I like about how the Spanish are in general is their attitude to hot weather. It's always hot in Spain.
Yeah.
So we get a warning through, it comes on the net and on our phones, saying moderate high temperature weather warning, 38 degrees, moderate chance of death. And then the next day we get another one that says what's the after moderate,
high
or serious or something weather warning, 39 degrees. It had gone up 1 degree and it said high chance of death.
Oof.
So there was clearly a death degree, Tony, in the Balearics, and it's 38. Yeah. You fancy your chances, 39, look out.
Oh dear.
It went up to 41, they didn't say anything. I think they just assumed that we were all dead by then. So anyway, that was that. I was in the town of Peguera. It is a German resort. I was in a British hotel, all inclusive. Oh my God, I couldn't wait to get out of that place. It was full of, because it's not term time, because it's term time,
yeah.
Well, people with kids of school age, oh no, it was people that should not be taking their kids on holiday. Screaming babies, toddlers,
kids
just queuing up for ice cream and throwing bowls over. There was a constant rattle in the. I was getting stressed out every fucking meal.
Mm.
I left the hotel to go down at the front, eyeing about. Everything was in German. German bars that are selling German stuff. There's like Kartoffeln and Bockwurst and all that, and everything's written in German. Everything's German. The beach full of Germans, and you know what? It was lovely.
Lovely.
Because they're all so polite against us.
Yeah.
Right. They're really, really nice and relaxed and friendly. It was lovely down there. And then I go back to the hotel, and it was like being in. It was like we'd been put. It was like sort of. It felt like escape from Colditz. Right. There's just, you're walled into this place full of British terrorists, and then I'd go outside and hang about with a nice German. Loads of things happened. I had an ongoing joke in my Facebook thing about this pool that kept changing colour. Did you see it? Did you read any of it?
I saw that bit. I only saw a couple of photos. I saw the budgie smugglers and I kind of stopped.
It's amazing how many people have not paid any attention to what I do at all until I post a photograph of me and my budgie smugglers, and they all fucking see that, don't they? there's over the 7 or 8 days that I did this diary, I was leading up to something that then I don't think many people got anyway, but I did the whole week based on the 1980s film Cocoon.
Okay.
Like, but I never let on what it was, and then I just posted a photo of some of the people in it at the end of the week. I had a nice time, but you know what? It was hard work. I'm not going to go most likely to Mallorca again, simply because they don't like the British anymore. It's obvious. They've had enough of us. They don't want us there anymore. They want to fill the place with Germans. More Germans go to Mallorca than British anyway. And I think they've seen the error of their ways in inviting us there in the first place. They clearly don't want us there. So if I learnt German, I might go back and just pretend. Actually, because I wanted to get German flag budgie smugglers, because I thought there'll be that sort of gaudy tat all over the place. But actually, in this resort, they didn't have as much gaudy tat as you'd expect. There were a couple of shops, dodgy T-shirts. But actually, it was sensible sportswear and nice clothes and things that made sense. And let's not go crazy here. Let's not go over the top. Let's just be civilised. Like us Germans are. And I was just embarrassed for the United Kingdom.
Right.
Anyway. I came back. Had a little bit of colour. I did kind of relax a bit. Felt like I needed a holiday at the end of it. But then I normally do when I go away, don't I?
Yeah. It's true.
That's the thing. And then I came back, watched some football. Managed to avoid Glastonbury completely. Very pleased about that. Because I don't know how you feel about Bob Villain and Kneecap. I can't be fucking bothered with them.
I couldn't give less of a fuck about it.
I watched the Kneecap film and I quite liked it a while ago. I mentioned it on here. But actually, I do not see I've never understood why bands would go on stage and spout politics. I was trying to think if I'd ever liked an overtly political band in my life ever. And the only ones that I did were The Clash. And the thing is, The Clash weren't overtly smash the state or anything like that. They were just saying, look, let's have a look at things and try and change them.
Yeah.
Let's try and make things a bit better. I can go with that. And I'll give you this example why, right? I do not want to listen to a band's opinion on politics because they're a fucking band, right? They don't necessarily know a lot about politics. They just shout about whatever they think is the thing that's going to get the biggest reaction. And the reason I say this, and I say it so overtly now, is I'll give you this as a reason why, right?
Uh-huh.
If Sir Keir Starmer got a band together, would you go and watch him?
Keir and the Starmers?
Yeah.
No.
No, because they'd be shit. They'd be shit at music because they're politicians. In exactly the same way, a band can be great at music, but they're not going to be any good at politics. There's no subtlety to them. Shouting, fuck Israel, isn't really doing anyone any favours, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
That's it. Especially as I've just been so jealous about our friends the Germans.
Yeah.
I think it's time for fucking loving.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But anyway, never mind all that. Let's have one from the vaults. I feel guilty about this one. Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, Tony.
Okay.
We played them down the years, on and off, here and there, every time they bring something out. They brought an album out in 2020 called Beast. It was just before lockdown, and it meant it got largely ignored. We played a couple of songs off it, I think. But not enough, we might have played this one. I can't remember. Yeah. But it's one hell of an album. It's really, really brilliant. And you can get it by going to their website, which is...
PussycatTheDirtyJohnsons.com?
It's TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Probably the internet. Three, Tony. Two, and all the way from amazing Stoke, this is Knee Jerk. Listening to the Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, a track called Knee Jerk from their 2020 album, Beast. Find out more, thedirtyjohnsons.com. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I'll let you know who's playing, how much you should see them play, and all that stuff. You haven't done, so let me know if you want to feature on the show. So, this Saturday I found one. So, in Cheltenham at the Frog and Fiddle, there's the Not the Vicar's Tea Party 6.
Ooh.
With a few bands. So we've got Dirtbox Disco, The Blunders, Foreign Legion, Army of Skanks, Ambition Demolition, Sack, The Loan Shark, and Spectrum 4. That is eight bands for the bargain price of £15 on the door, £13
in
advance.
Very good, isn't it?
Yep. What time does it kick off? It's an early one as well, so it kicks off at 3:30. First act's on at 4. So it could even be like...
Sweet.
nice and early finish for
it's
you.
It's not an early one, Tom. There's 8 bands on.
Yeah.
It'll be a great day, anyway.
Yeah.
You've got nothing else doing, Cheltenham. Go.
Half-hour sets, maybe. Who knows?
It's going to be good. It's out of season for cheese rolling.
This is true.
That double Gloucester has sailed. Get yourself down to Cheltenham. But that one sounds like a cracker.
I reckon. Yeah, that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
I can't bother anymore.
No.
No. Okay. Right, let's play a song from Scanner. We like Scanner. They've got a huge...
Yeah,
they are Pennsylvanian horror rocking punks, Tony. And hello to Joe from there, who sent it through saying, look, we got this new track. We think you might like it. I don't listen. I fucking do. And right then, what is Scanner's Bandcamp page?
Scanner1979@bandcamp.com.
It is Scanner1979, as in the new article, 1979.bandcamp.com. Tony 3. For the internet 3, and this is Rockers. Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner, track called Rockers. Find out more, scanner1979.bandcamp.com. And thanks to Joe for sending that through. Are you doing anything this week?
Well, we have sold the house.
Hells, geez.
I probably should have mentioned that in the last week's show. We went back on the market. First person who saw it put an offer in. We didn't like it, and then two offers later we accepted it, so we sold it. And then last Friday we possibly found something, so we're going to keep looking, but probably going to try and
but isn't that one that looks like a pub, is it?
No,
No, it's a Bing. No, that one went, unfortunately, with a lovely carp here that it did have. Now this was in, where is it? It's near Caister, so like in Lincolnshire, past Market Raisin. It's a three bed bungalow. It's a tiny three bed bungalow on 4 acres of land.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, because I wasn't expecting you to. I thought you were going to buy some castle, but yeah, it's on 4 acres of land, so it's horse friendly, is it?
It's horse friendly. We've got a big barn, but a tiny little house. But there's only two of us.
You don't need a lot.
No. So yeah, so we're going to try and sort the finances out for that. But hopefully, we might be sorted. So might be moving.
This is a year of change, isn't it, Tony? It's a year of change.
Outside of the NG postcode area.
Is this the first time that you've lived outside of the NG postcode area?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be.
Tony.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit more north.
Caister, eh?
Caister. Yeah.
It is. Not far from the seaside.
Not far from Mablethorpe.
No, it isn't. You might want to convert that barn.
Yeah.
Not just the horses, yeah, because you might have someone you may be talking to right now who might think, hello, cheap holiday.
There's plenty of hay. Get bed down.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine that's what you'd be fucking feeding me as well, you
bastard. Honestly, with the cost of the house, we'll be living on gruel for 3 years anyway.
Oh, right, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, Daddy Warbucks.
apart from that, not much. No bands.
Well, it's
no
quite massive, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got to sort the finances out. So it's not a definite yet, but we are going to keep looking anyway. But yeah, right. So fingers crossed we've made some progress. What are you up to this week?
Well, I'm going to tell you about what I'm doing this weekend in the North section.
Okay, good idea.
But I will be watching some football because like the World Club Cup is now getting interesting because you're getting bands that you get back, you're getting teams that are actually good enough to play each other, so you're not getting any more fucking 10-0s.
Right.
And the cleaning of the house that I've been threatening for several weeks, I can hold off no longer. So I have to do it. I came back from holiday to discover that there'd been some sort of a slug party in half of my lounge while I've been away.
Ooh.
It was a right mess. Anyway, I saw one of the bastards, he was a big fucker. Right, but I let him live, you know, I'm nice.
Yeah.
What I did was I left the kitchen door, I let the door to the kitchen open. I think, because they'd come in through the kitchen previously. So I think they thought, oh, I left that door open, let's have a look in there. And then they had a slug disco. But anyway, so it meant that I vacuumed my lounge carpet, and I didn't just vacuum it, Tony. I used the shake can back.
You put the freshness back.
Do the chicken back.
Put the freshness back.
Your carpet smells fresh.
Your house does too.
All you gotta do.
Remember what to do.
Yeah, use the shake and back, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think.
It was fantastic. I gave it a proper shake and back. I even put on a pleated skirt.
Did you?
Just so I was like the lady in the advert. Didn't have a wig, unfortunately.
Right.
And then the thing that I'm doing this weekend, I'll talk about in the next bit.
Okay.
Shall we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
Shall we make sure they're both from Rumbar Records?
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, we shall. Right, stay tuned for the 66ers, who I'm going to enjoy talking about shortly. But first, the Dogmatics, Tony. Now, Malibu Lou was so pleased about this track, he actually forewarned me about it. He sent an email to say thanks for playing the previous Rumbar band we played. And in it, he said, and just wait for this Dogmatics track, you're going to love it. Well, you know what I'd do? Huh. They're Boston garage punks, Tony, for want of a better expression. They might lean more towards the end of punk, but you know. What I want to know is, what is the Dogmatics Bandcamp page?
Dogmaticspunk.bandcamp.com?
Dogmatics.bandcamp.com. I am sorry about that, because there's no real way around it. They do appear to be called The Dog, but they've been going for absolute years, by the way. Dogmatics.bandcamp.com. Paul Levine, step 4, Tony 3. Stay tuned for the 66ers. This is You Got What I Want.
You got what I need. You got what I want. Give it to me. as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
You're listening to Chop Tops Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the 66ers, a track called Holiday. The 66ers are fronted by none other than Joe Queer from The Queers. How about that? Oh. What you just heard there, I would consider to be a kind of later period Ramones job. It's their first single, and I think it's a good start. I would argue it's quite lightweight for this show, but actually, what a great number. The 66ers have got a Facebook page. What is it?
Facebook.com/the66ers?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure. It's facebook.com/people/the-numeric6ers. So you're still wrong. Mm. But I reckon if you put in facebook.com/the-66ers, you'd find them. Just Google the 66ers, and if you like, put in punk or something to make sure you get the right people. But anyway, it's the band that Joe Queer is fronting. And you might remember that I interviewed Joe Queer on Mansfield 103.
Oh, wow. No, I don't.
Yeah, when the Queers came over in like 2005 or 6.
Wow.
And Baz Barrett brought him up.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, Baz, yeah. But anyway, that's that. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, do you want to talk about it?
Oh, really? Yes. So if you've got a twat to nominate, you can email me if you want. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. All twat's super thanks. Every twat responded to. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So yeah. Get your twats in. But yeah, is there nothing on for this week? I'm afraid?
But it's all right. Because I've picked a gig in the world, yeah.
Boy Beach, picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
That is one of my better ones.
Yeah.
Boy Beach, picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
Yes! This weekend in Blackpool, Tony.
Yep.
It's the Boneyard Weekender at the Waterloo Music Bar. It's 3 nights. It features bands including Guanabats, Zombino and the Skeletones, Hip Bone Slim, Zip Heads. You see where I'm going with this? A lot of bands that we play off this very show.
Yeah.
And if I decided to go before 2 hours ago, I might have played a couple this week. But I've just booked it to go myself. It's about £65 for all 3 nights. I booked a hotel round the corner from it for £30 a night.
Nice.
the weather looks all right. I'll tell you what, I'm going to try and get half day and get up there early. I'm very excited. I'm not staying for the Sunday.
Right, okay.
I'm not staying for the Sunday, but I'll be there Friday night and all day Saturday, and I'm very excited. And I think it's the third year that they've done it, and each year I've looked at it and thought, you know, I really want to go for that. But it clashes with the Psychobilly meeting in Spain.
Right.
Where I went to last year, so I couldn't go last year because I was in Spain. But this year, at least two of the bands that are on this one are playing there as well. So it'll feel like a little bit of Spain in Blackpool for a fraction of the price, Tony.
Excellent. Cool.
I'm not the sort of person that should be allowed unsupervised in Blackpool, so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going by myself. I'll know a few people there, but I am going by myself. Yeah. Very much looking forward to it. It's a bit of a pain actually buying a ticket, because you've got to register on these fucking sites, see tickets and do all that rubbish. But anyway, it's worth the hassle of getting a ticket to be there. If you're in the Northwest, at a loose end, I don't know whether day tickets are available.
Okay.
That I don't know. But if you've got a spare 60 quid floating around for three nights of giant fun, strongly recommend you go there. And that concludes...
Bally Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
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 Right, I've also, before the last band, I've got a little letter to read out, Tony. An email that I threatened to read out a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Right, now on here it says, so, in response to us playing the Chris Rowling band, you might remember, he sent an email to me saying, "Hi Paul, it's super cool, thank you so much, have a super nice weekend, Chris." I sent him an email back and said, "Ha ha, super, fuck off, we'll get another track on the next couple of weeks," and that's exactly what we're doing, Tone. We're playing another track from the Chris Rowling band. What a band they are as well. Never heard of them before. Absolutely brilliant. They are allegedly from La Roche-sur-Yon in France, Tony.
Oh.
But I think they're an English band. I'm not entirely sure about that. But anyway, what I want to know is, what is the Chris Rowling Squad's Bandcamp page?
ChrisRowlingSquad.bandcamp.com?
It's ChrisRowling.bandcamp.com. Okay. Which means I think that I've won, doesn't it?
Yeah.
6-3, I think. I will just mention before we played them as well, I looked at the track listing during the show, right? And every single song this week is something to do with getting over an ailment in some way, right? Right, so we got, so the first track was Getting By.
Yeah.
I'm just getting by, mate. Then it was Bad Blood. Then it was Thoughtless Boys. I mean, that's when you've got some mental problems because you're being bullied. After that, it's Waste Away With Me. I don't like the sound of that. Then you've got A Knee Jerk. Then you've got Rockers. Well, you know, someone's unsteady on their feet. We know what they need. Mm. Then you've got What I Want. Obviously, Medication. After the Medication, you'll probably need a holiday. And now, finally, the Chris Rowling Squad. Blind! So fucking blind!
We'll be right back.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Chris Rolling Squad, a track called Blind, so fucking blind, from the latest album. Find out more, chrisrolling.bandcamp.com. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. As previously mentioned, you can find all of them in the archive. If you ever want to listen back to old shows, punkyradio.com is your friend. You can also find us on various stations like pedunkradio.com, radioandrews.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down in the fire, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section. They haven't threatened to remove us in a few weeks. That's nice.
Fuck them.
And then Amazon Music and their podcast thing, and they've got an Alexa device, so you can get the Punk Radio skill to pollute her circuits with our nonsense.
Not pollute your circuits.
Check her out. Take her to the woods, give her a kick in. And then see if she still responds when you say Alexa.
She'd like that. Cooper,
Cooper. She'd love that. They all do. These autonomous devices or smart speakers, whatever they call them. They love a kick in.
I thought you were talking about women.
No. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, fuck it, that's that. I might see some of you in Blackpool. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo-gapoo.
But you can't.